Well, it's like, you know, now I can't even bother to use the guitar to illustrate my point. This is part 764.02.2 Stardate of a place that I live in, which I perceive to be somewhere that may pretend to be planet Earth. I have no idea where I am. The whole point of that is it's a great awareness idea. You need to sit and suddenly realise that everything around you might be a construction. And we're not talking about the Matrix, like a kind of 0-1 construction, because basically that's true anyway, because, you know, all of matter is apparently made up of nothing. You know, so you're nothing. I mean, what a great way for scientists to tell you you're nothing. That seems like a big dehumanization agenda. And that's the thing I really want to heighten, is dehumanization. The idea that, like, if you're a human being, you actually live and you feel and you act like a human being. And everything you do is like a human being, right? So, unless you're a zoologist or unless you're, you know, you're super into other mammals and all the other stuff that's going on here, you know. There's loads of, like, life here on this planet, and we're part of it. Basically, what certain people are trying to do is trying to make you believe that you're not actually sort of like part of that. They want to try and like dish you, they're just trying to dehumanize you into a state of being dehumanized. So it's all a simulation and it's all AI, and AI can do this. And you need to ask yourselves, you need to read some books. There's a few books you can read. I mean, you know, The Simulacrum by Hermann Hesse would be number one for me. Brilliant stuff. Because it's actually, and Philip K. Dick's Lies Incorporated, which deals with different ideas after being drugged. And all you got to do is transplant ideas of drugs into ideas of propaganda and ideas of indoctrination and language. And you will find that you will possibly maybe get yourself out of the mud that you're in and be able to strive and thrive a little bit better. And you don't have to do it in society. You can choose your own place to do this. You just have to get yourself out of the mud. This is just a human thing. Rehumanization is a process that involves trying to reverse engineer everything they've done to try and dehumanize us after the last world war. And so they want to build another world war on the fact that no one's managed to notice that they're doing this again. So you have to understand. You have to understand what a lot of people went through in the past, you're going to go through, and your children will have to deal with this. So you have to do it now. And you have to deal with it, and you have to say, no, I won't be dehumanized to this point and be part of this process, because they want to keep playing the same game over and over again. It's sad, it's stupid, it's weird. It's weird. As far as I'm concerned, I come through an upbringing. I'm not posh, I'm not working class either, I'm middle class. I come from a middle class background, and that has always been a confusing thing for me to understand that what the fuck is middle class? Where the fuck does the idea of middle class come from? So I've already seen that as a construct. I deconstructed that for myself. I removed myself from that arena and have tried to really build my own identity. And pretty much not concretize it, because you can't. You've got to be flowing and ever just go with what, don't just go with yourself, but live life and just use it as something that you're living. Try to enjoy every moment. Try to look at things. Try to enjoy them. Get a notebook. Make drawings. Even if you don't think you can draw, the amount of people I've heard that don't think they can draw, and the people that I've seen that don't think I can draw can actually draw better than most people who think they can draw. So this is absolute bollocks, and you need to, most of you need to fucking get hold of this. If you don't think you can do something, how many nuclear physicists are there? How many people that got to deal with genomic? I mean, this is unbelievable. We need to cut out all of these idiots that are controlling the sciences, controlling all the rock and roll sciences, who tell you that, like, you're living in a simulation and your, like, AI is going to take over and all this bollocks. This is all absolute crap. It's just a new religion. They're going to try and basically take your mind and stop you living in the now. So if you don't live in the now, you can, you know, you're basically available to sell to. Once they're finished with you, they will throw you away. And they will throw your children away, and they'll throw your children's children away. So we need to think of a way we can humanise ourselves and fight against it in a non-threatening way that is completely and utterly benign to their system, that where we can exist. And I'm not saying a we as a group that I'm trying to form. You do everything you can individually. Everybody's an individual. If you share ideas, share them. But don't think that anybody thinks the same as you. Ever. Because that is not the way it should be done. You will have to fight this battle, all of you, individually, because this is consciousness we're talking about. They are trying to take your brain, your consciousness, your thoughts away from you. So you need to be aware of this. I wish you luck. You should make music and art. Don't rely on archetypes. Archetypes are designs that have been brought forward through a schism, through different religious paradoxes, that telling you to, I mean, all of the fables are just paradoxes. There are, sure, there's ultimate sin and there's not sin, but everybody in who has a consciousness would know it's not okay to kill children. It's not okay to kill women. So everybody that's telling you all the reality right now are being funded and basically run by people who are dropping bombs on children and women. So you need to look at that and understand that you need to, like, step away and be an individual. Don't, I'm not going to ask you to join anything I'm doing, because I'm an individual. And you need to be an individual. You need to stand up for yourself and the children and your children's children. That's all I'm saying. And so, onwards and upwards, movies, everything, just take it, do it. Deconstruct it. Do what you like. You know, just be aware. There is no flag written on this. There's no Russian flag, no American flag. There are no flags. We need to prepare ourselves for a coming war. This world war will involve your children. And if your children are in the military right now, I'd pull them out, because they're going to go to the slaughter. If you thought that the trenches in the First World War were fucking harsh, these people are going to go in and just get wiped out. They're going to send them in as tryouts. These people have been preparing for this for about 30 years, 40 years. Now, let's go on. They want to try out and to see and to test each other's borders that we haven't actually voted for. And so, as people, we should stand up and fight against it. And the only way you can fight against it is by dropping out the system, or deciding that you don't agree with it and making your own decisions. My own choice, I drop out of the system. Drop out of the system. I just don't, I don't agree with it, I don't pay into it, don't pay out of it. I have not invested in this. I feel completely fantastically vilified by that, but it doesn't mean to say that I do not think that human beings are a complete waste of time, and on the slash of that, the opposite, a beautiful, wonderful, amazing things that can do everything. So, we can do everything. We need to talk. We need to talk. Good night, darlings. I think I'm fucking busted, man. I'm, like, totally fucked out of my head and shit. You know why? Because I didn't buy opium from, like, the opium fields of Afghanistan. And, you know, these places are just ridiculous. If you go there, you'll find a bunch of farmers who are just really friendly and really nice. And Afghanistan is not completely and utterly fucking, like, you need to realise this. There has been no war in Afghanistan. A bunch of people went over in jeeps, and they pretended to be a massive force. And then Osama bin Laden was pretending to be caught, and then they threw him off the side of a boat. So, if anybody's doubting what I'm saying, I just want to say to you, I would like to live in a world of justice. I would like to live in a world where I voted and I democratically voted for people who could make decisions on my behalf that represented justice. And most of the shit I've seen from 2001, from 9/11 till now, doesn't represent justice. It doesn't represent any kind of murder investigation. It doesn't investigate any kind of murderers or people who might be irresponsible. This just deals with war. So, that's my point. So, I want you to understand what the world you're living in and get a bit of a grip on it. And then basically take a step back, understand, yeah, that's a little bit freaky, and just deal with yourself, become yourself, and, like, deal with that. Because that's how you're going to have to deal with it, dude. It's just all fucked. All right. Good night.